Deer Trucking Awesome. What do you think of when someone says tough? Honestly, I think of a Toyota truck. Tundra's one mean mother of a truck with a twin-turbo V6, an incredible going power, and the Tacoma claws through terrain with a taller suspension and lots of creature comforts in the cockpit. Both Toyota trucks are decked out with tons of cool features and tech you'll dig. Check them out at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey guys, welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast. I'm your host, Susie Hunter, and we've got Alyssa back with us today. How are you doing, Alyssa?
I'm doing great. This warm weather in February is just, it's so wonderful.
Isn't it incredible for your mental health?
Oh, I went and sat out on the patio and had a legal pizza yesterday.
On the patio?
On the patio.
The Colfax one?
Yep. I didn't want to come back to work.
They have such a good patio.
Oh, it is. It's
you did best. It right yesterday.
It was fabulous. How are you, Suze?
You know what? I am so good. I'm even better knowing that we're just a couple of days away from actual live spring training games. Watching live baseball. Watching these grown men play a game for kids that we dedicate our lives to. This is my whole freaking life. Guys, we have 2 days until spring training begins for the Rockies, 36 days until opening day on the road, and 44 days until the home opener here at Coors. By the way, keep us in your plans because you know we do a pregame party every single year in Lodo, somewhere near the ballpark, at a bar. It's a whole thing. The whole DNVR crew outside of the Rockies beat will like take the day off, and they'll be totally blasted by the time I even get to the bar to say hi. But listen, it's a good time. I'll make an appearance. You should make an appearance, too. But the whole squad officially reported yesterday. And it was also Cactus League Media Day. And, we got to hear from Bill Schmidt. We'll get to that in a second. But really, the thing that we're always most excited about is to hear from the players themselves. And they were super chatty. And we have a new baseball analogy from Zach Veen, but we'll get to that in a second. The biggest story, of course, about Zach Veen right now is that injury. Because last year at spring training, we were so excited, so hype about Zach Veen. And he ended up having this injury, this hand injury that needed surgery. And he played through it for maybe a little too long. But he did tell us he kind of just didn't realize he was that injured in that moment. He was just trying to push through. But anyway, we heard a little bit more about what was going on there. Alyssa, are we ready with the Zach Veen sound? All right, so here's what Zach Veen had to say about that injury that kept him off the field for such a long time last season.
The day I dove on it, it definitely hurt for a few days, couldn't really move it. But then, honestly, I just wanted to play. I didn't really know it was that serious, and I think last spring, being around so many big leaguers and so many big names, I wanted to, one, I didn't know I was hurt, and two, I wanted to go play with all the boys. I'm just grateful for the opportunity to be able to do it again. I got a chance to talk to a lot of the coaches, a lot of the big league coaches. Yesterday I had some great talks with our hitting coaches, and man, it's a different feeling coming back and knowing they still believe in you and knowing they got your back. So, that's all I got to say about that.
All right. And speaking of great talks, of course, reporters get to have their own great talks with Zach Veen. And every day since it's spring training, and he's with the big league camp. But here's, I think he was asked about like how he's preparing for the season, how he feels into the season. I couldn't even tell you what was asked to receive this response, but it is a ridiculous baseball analogy that we haven't heard yet. So let's hear it straight from Zach Veen.
You know, I started viewing the game instead of, you know, just going out there and competing. I look at it more like playing the violin in a way. You know, it takes years of practice. Your form's got to be there. The technique's got to be there. And even then, you still might not, you know, play it good. And so that's I started viewing my game as that. And, you know, really just trying to get everybody informed on, you know, how my body's feeling, my game's feeling. And I just feel much more in touch with, you know, everybody in the organization. I do not play the violin.
I was
wondering that too. Oh, thank you. I wish I could play the violin, but I ain't that talented.
He's hilarious.
That's great. I like he's not wrong.
He's not wrong. He is not wrong. Do you know why Zach Veen is so funny?
Why?
He's a Sagittarius, and we're all hilarious.
Okay. Ah, it all adds up.
We all think we're comedians. Look at all the Sagittariuses we work with, please. You can't even tell me I'm wrong.
I mean, this is true. You, Jake, who else?
Spano.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Actually, Jake is a Capricorn. We just have the same birthday.
Because he's on the cusp because of the time?
Yeah, because of the time. He just missed it. He does not give Sagittarius energy.
No, he doesn't. He has his own, like, funny moments that I'm just like, that's so Jake of you.
Yeah, he's so funny. Such great moments. You know what? It's always a great moment, by the way, if you have a big old Coors Light in your hand, maybe a glass, maybe one of these bottles that you can't even see. The lower third is in the way. Guys, Coors Light. We love Coors Light. And now Coors Light officially loves us. Listen, if you're juggling a lot of things, especially for me this time of year, lots of work, travel, what better way to unwind than crack it open an ice cold Coors Light? By the way, I will say this until it happens. Once we get 1,000 live viewers on this YouTube show, once we have that moment where 1,000 people are watching live, I will shotgun a Coors Light, okay? So that is the Susie Hunter guarantee right here. Hopefully it does not happen on a day where I have to go to the ballpark afterwards, but I'm putting it out there. And listen. Coors Light, it's refreshing. It's the namesake of our favorite freaking ballpark. And this is the beer that's made to chill. That's their whole brand. Is being made to chill. So chill out with us. Chill out with a nice Coors Light. So when you hit reset, grab the beer that's made to chill. Coors Light, you can get it delivered, by the way, straight to your door with Instacart. Go to CoorsLight.com/DNVR. Celebrate responsibly. Drink responsibly. Chill responsibly. Coors Light Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. And we got to shout out the homies at Circa Sportsbook. Circa's the place to go. We all know it here at DNVR, and a lot of other people know it too. It's Vegas' first ever adults-only casino resort, so you're not going to get ID'd every single space you go to. And they've got a lot of space, a 7,000-square-foot casino. It's got two levels, thousands of slots. They've got dancing dealers. What? That's wild.
Yep.
And they have Stadium Swim. They have Stadium Swim, which is an enormous pool where you can watch all the games you want on their 143-foot LED screen. It's open all year round. And don't forget, they've got some great hotel rooms, too. If you're heading out to Vegas, use code DNVR20 to get 20% off your room at Circa. You could be right in the middle of all of it. But if you're not going to Vegas anytime soon, you can enjoy all the fun of the Circa experience with the Circa Sportsbook app. So download the app right now at circasports.com. Circa Sports bets can only be made while physically located in the state of Colorado. You must be 21 or older, all rights reserved. Circa Sports Colorado encourages you to gamble responsibly. If you have a gambling problem, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER or visit problemgamblingcolorado.org. All right. Let's take it out of Colorado for a second. Talk about Hartford. Some of the guys who played in Hartford last year, because a lot of them are invited to big league camp this year, including Yankiel Fernandez. We know that he was a favorite in Hartford. We know that the jump from, low A, high A to double A. Okay, double A is the biggest jump out of all of them. It's the biggest adjustment. It's where things really start getting very serious for these guys. We know that. You guys know that because you're smart baseball fans. Yankiel Fernandez knows it because he lived it. But we did get to talk to him. It's always so great to hear from the guys whose primary language is Spanish, too, because, we don't get to be as chatty with them on a regular basis as much as we would like to. But we got to hear from Yankiel Fernandez. So excited. But here is what he had to say about what he accomplished last year and also what he learned and what he's bringing with him to spring training.
Bien a la ola y hacer un buen contacto.
Honestly, I'm just trying to, make good contact and try to show that I can, be a good hitter.
Para este spring training.
Honestly, it is a big jump. I learned that it's a very competitive league. There's a lot of talent there, very competitive. But I learned a lot, and I look forward to bringing that, what I learned in Double A, and bringing it here in spring training.
Yes, so excited to see what he'll be able to do because he's definitely got some mashing potential. All right, here's another guy who we saw in Hartford. Carson Palmquist finished the season in Hartford last year. By the way, Alyssa, you will hate this. I hate it. He was born in the year 2000.
Oh, God.
Still, cannot wrap my head around, people born in the year 2000, being old enough to just, do things.
No, it's just soul crushing.
It's very soul crushing. but here's a better number. He had a 3.9 ERA between Spokane and Hartford last year. That's a good number. Carson Palmquist also, you're going to hear in just a second. He is a man of few words. He keeps it concise. But here is what he had to say about what he's been up to.
All the work in college is paying off now that you see, and it was just all the hard work that was done starting, relieving, closing. It was all just to help me get better, whatever scenario I was put in here. It is truly a dream come true, and there are nerves, but that's what helps you get through it. You got to be nervous in order to do good, and I'm just beyond excited.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous all the time about what's going on with the Rockies, but isn't that what makes it exciting? It was so funny listening to his chat with reporters down in Scottsdale. People ask all kinds of questions about, different pitches, his approach, et cetera. But his go-to answer for everything is just go out there and throw strikes. Just go out there and throw strikes. And I'm like, yes, you're not wrong.
Again, he ain't lying.
He's not lying. All right, we got to talk about Joe Rock, too. All right, so he had a 4.66 ERA between Hartford and Albuquerque. We know Albuquerque is that tough adjustment because you're jumping up to altitude. By the way, Joe Rock, he's from right outside of Pittsburgh. You can kind of hear it, kind of hear the accent a little bit. He went to school in Ohio, though. He went to Ohio University, not to be confused with Ryan Feltner's The Ohio State. But he's at big league camp. He's got a lot to say about it, obviously. But here is how Joe Rock feels about his first big league camp.
Oh, it's exciting. You dream of this as a kid, and then, finally getting here, it's rewarding. Yeah, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't a little nervous, but, just trying to put that behind me and just go out there and prove that I'm worthy of getting a spot.
It's so wholesome how they're just like, we're nervous, but we're excited. It's so cute. I absolutely freaking love it. Also, Joe Rock was talking a lot about his off-season diet. And so once I get down there, I'm asking specifics, but it sounded like he ate a lot of chicken and rice this off-season.
Yum.
I want to know what else he was eating. I want to know what Instagram accounts he was following, if he had a nutritionist.
There you go. That's life goals. Nutritionist and someone to cook my food. Yes. I would just... Oh my God, it'd be so great.
I don't know if he gets that in the off season, but he'll get it at big league camp.
Oh, absolutely.
Chef Tyler's amazing. They come out of there with some gourmet looking food. Guys, let me take a breath for a second and say hello to Sergio in the chat, shouting out the Yard Goats. Will Carpenter also says, my goats, everyone loves the Yard Goats is what we're getting at basically. And how could you not? How could you not? How could you not be excited to see Tyler Kinley back on the mound, by the way? I'm excited. Of course, he got a taste of that closer role last year while we were watching Daniel Bard with all of those struggles, all of those injuries. But yeah, once Tyler Kinley came back from his own injury, from that like Tommy John light, as they call it. Yeah, we got to see him in that ninth inning role. And, you know, I think he kind of liked it. But here's what he was talking about. He really does hope the Rockies staff has a tough time making the call on who the closer is going to be. But here is what he had to say about pitching in the ninth inning.
Oh, it was everything you ever wanted, you ever dreamed of. I loved it. I was ready for it. I embraced it. I tried to enjoy it. I just wanted to, you know, help get the final three outs, secure our wins. I think competition's great. You know, I hope the decision on the coaching staff at the end of spring is a very difficult one, because that means all of us relievers are doing our jobs and we're all doing what we expect to do. So I think it's great. I think competition's going to breed the best out of all of us. And I think at the end of the day, we're all rooting for each other, because that's going to make us the best bullpen and help our team the most.
Yes, exactly, Tyler Kinley. It's not a competition. It just means you have options, and options are better for everyone, because a winning season is better for everyone. You know what's better for... No. Hold on. No, getting ahead of myself. I almost transitioned into an ad read. What am I doing?
No.
No. It's too soon. I would never do that to you guys. All right, we want to hear some more. I want to end this, the interview portion of the show on a really fun note, because yes, it is a team, and we love when teammates have great things to say about each other. Let's start with Zach Veen. Zach Veen, of course, this is his, not his first time at big league camp, but last year was pretty special for him because he got pretty close with a lot of guys that he really looks up to. So here's who Zach Veen looks up to in this Rockies clubhouse.
Had a lot of good talks, especially last year with Chuck in the outfield. And Jones is, it's hard to not watch everything that guy's doing. And, I think both those guys, when they're taking the reps in the outfield, I'm paying attention, you know, just a little bit harder. And, I'm a very, I like to replicate what people are doing, so it's awesome to have those guys there and try to do what they do.
Oh, he's just a big kid, you know? All right. And of course, Tyler Kinley, who's been in the mix with the Rockies for a few years at this point. Here is what he had to say about the other relievers that he spends a lot of time with.
There's some guys like Lawrence and Bird and whatnot that have kind of, you know, taken their careers to the next level and kind of established themselves and are starting to, you know, kind of launch, so to speak. And it's exciting to see that transition. On the position player guy side, guys like Nolan, guys like Doyle, Tovar, you know, coming through. It's exciting because we see the pieces going forward that you need. And I think we've got a lot of those going forward. So it'll be fun to kind of help figure their way and their footing out in this league.
I love it. I love to hear that. It seems like they're having a good time. I like to think that they're all best friends. That's like a TikTok. Have you seen that TikTok where it's like a girl who's like asking her boyfriend like all these like just like overly dumb questions about sports? But she was like, are they all best friends?
Oh, this is great. I haven't been on TikTok. I have such drama with my phone. It's the,
oh my gosh.
There's no space on it. The screen's cracked. Like, I need to go get a new one. So it offloads the apps that I'm not using.
Yeah.
So I've tried to stay off TikTok and now it's offloaded. And I'm like, this is healthy for me. Let's just leave it this
You're
way.
You're just out of the mix.
Yeah. But then I don't know about anything.
Oh, you know who has a bit in a stand-up special? Jenny Slate.
Okay.
She's Mona Lisa from Mona Lisa Saperstein from Parks and Rec. Oh,
okay. Yes.
So you can picture her. She's a great stand-up special. It's a couple years old at this point. But she was like, are they all best friends? Like, I like to think that that's why they wear matching outfits. Like, they all chose to wear matching outfits.
Yes, that's great.
And to be fair, I'm like, you know what? Like, a lot of the dudes on this Rockies team, like, they'll, like, they have like matching t-shirts that they'll wear like during like warm-ups and stuff. So actually maybe they are all best friends.
Oh, they are.
And they are choosing to wear the same outfits.
I love when they do, I think Halloween, and they all dress on the charter, like in this, either the same or is it just costumes?
You know what? There's a whole bunch of different, like, cause like teams will do like a photo day kind of thing where they'll like pick a day to dress up, or like sometimes they'll make just the rookies do it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've seen a couple pictures from the Rockies Twitter account that it's just like so on point of all of their matching outfits.
Dress up days are fun.
They're the best.
Dress up days are fun. Every day is fun at Circle K, by the way, especially if you are an Inner Circle member. All you need is an email address and a phone number to get fully enrolled. And I know y'all got both of those. And your first five fill-ups, once you join, first five fill-ups, 25 cents off a gallon. That's a really good deal. You'll also get a bunch of other deals too, but here's a deal that you don't even need to join anything for. You can send a text to Colorado Circle K's. Text 31310. Text the letters DNVR in that message, by the way. And you can get a free Polar Pop of any size at any of Colorado's Circle K locations. But again, that's DNVR. Send those four letters to 31310. Message and data rates may apply. Periodic recurring messages per month. Terms and conditions can be viewed at CircleK.com. But sign up for the Inner Circle using that QR code right here on our screen, or go to CircleK.com/inner-circle.
I drove out of my way yesterday. I was on empty. I was pushing it, but I knew if I got to Circle K, I'd get 25 cents off. So
that's dedication.
I did it. It was. It was a scary challenge, but I did it.
I love that's my favorite game.
Oh.
And like, knock on wood, I've never lost it, but I push it so close, it's not even cute.
I'm like, okay, because I don't drive far for work, but I'm like, okay, how many days has it been that I've been on empty? Is this safe? Has it been 3 days? Has it been four?
I mean, technically, you got to like worry a little bit, like if it's really cold out.
Yes.
So
that's when I don't play around.
So be careful. I still always play around. It's not good. Don't be like me. There's two types of people. The people who always keep their gas tank full and the people who are always pushing how low they can go.
Yep. That's me. Dangerous game.
Dangerous.
Gotta live on the edge. You gotta live on the edge somehow.
But you know what? You'll be more motivated to get gas if you just get your butt to a Circle K and save some money. That makes it better for me. Here's what's better for all of us. Empire Today. They are still around. They are still the best at what they do. And what they do is giving you that shop at home convenience. The right product and a quick and professional installation, you're going to get some great freaking floors from Empire Today. So they're going to help you find what you need. They're not going to overwhelm you with so many crazy options, but you're going to be able to see those options. You're going to be able to visualize them on their virtual floor designer so you can see how those new floors would look in any space. That sounds like a lot of fun. But yeah, it's better than shopping at the big box stores. They can get really frustrating. But you can talk to someone whose whole job is making sure you get some really nice flooring in your home or your business. Here's what they're offering us. You can schedule a free in-home estimate today, and all listeners can receive $350 off when they use promo code DNVR. Some restrictions do apply, but go to EmpireToday/DNVR for details. Okay. Let's get into some more details about what Bill Schmidt had to say at Media Day yesterday. And of course, when it comes to national reporters, really people are very concerned about Chris Bryant, because Chris Bryant has been a little missing for the past couple of years. And we are not used to that version of Chris Bryant. We're used to the version of Chris Bryant that wins the World Series or is just mashing every day, etc. So anyway, Bill Schmidt was asked about what is Chris Bryant's role going to be this year. Is he going to be, he can't be a third, obviously. Is he going to be a first? Is he going to be in the outfield again? What is going on? But Bill Schmidt did say he has to prove he's healthy. That's actually the most important part of all of this.
You don't say.
You don't say. Bill Schmidt did say he showed up to camp in great shape. That's always good news. He said, quote, "We know what the true Chris is, and it's a matter of staying healthy. And if he does what we think, he'll put big numbers up." Yeah.
I feel like I've heard this before.
Yeah, I think I've seen this film before.
I think I've seen this before.
Damn, I hope third time's the charm, you know?
That's what they say.
It better be correct.
This is our year.
This is our year. Sergio, by the way. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for the super chat. Can we even, like, is this just a super chat with, like, this little emoji dancing?
I love the super stickers, but I'm so bummed they come across as, like, text for us.
That's, like, such a bummer. Yeah, like, it looks nice in the comment section, but how are we supposed to shout out these super chats?
We've been getting these a lot on Buffs, and they're great. So we do just random. Either you read them different, your motion's different. It's become a bit.
What is the text? Can you read the text? Because I, even though I just got LASIK, that text be mad small. Oh, I cannot read from over here.
Too small. So it's a pair character lifting some weight saying, "Keep it up."
Oh, he's so, I zoomed in on my computer. He's so cute. He's a pair.
They're almost more fun to read, even though the stickers are great.
That's pretty freaking funny. I loved every second of that. Sergio, thank you so much for the super chat. Also, is that your third super chat ever? Congratulations. Welcome to the party. Will Carpenter in the chat. Do we have a best shape of his life alert?
Let's go.
That's the kind of life alert I like. He's not old enough for the other kind of life alert. Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. Do you remember those commercials?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I think they're still around. Applicable to him? Help, I'm injured again. Okay, now I'm just being mean.
My plantar fasciitis. Someone come get me. I'm so sorry. Nothing but respect for Chris Bryant.
We hope you're healthy. King. Knock on wood. Healthy all year.
Oh my gosh. Alyssa knocked on wood. Don't worry. All right. Hey, in some other Rockies news, Nolan Jones got engaged. He just posted it this morning or maybe last night. But yeah, he proposed to his girlfriend in Utah in the snow. It was so cute. I guess he had one last thing to take care of before that official report date. Also, Ryan McMahon, his baby should be arriving any day now.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Yeah. The baby's supposed to be a Pisces Aquarius cusp.
Oh.
That baby might already be here.
It might be.
It very much could be. But yeah, you know what we're going to talk about this with? We'll talk about it with Steph tomorrow because we love all that shit. Okay, moving on. Let's talk about a couple more baseball headlines. Spring training games, or game singular, we'll see one tomorrow. The Padres and Dodgers are going to kick things off. They're also a month away from their actual season starting because their season opener is in Korea, and it's a little bit before everyone else's opening day, probably to give them some time to travel. But yeah, this might be the Padres' only chance at an extended season, even though it's just an extended regular season.
Heyo.
Got him. All right. You know who the Phillies got? David Dahl. David Dahl signed with the Phillies on a minor league contract. We have not seen or heard from him in so long, I feel like. He was in the Padres organization last year. I'm dying to run into David Dahl. I have so many questions to ask him. I mean, because I just want us to all look back on the Road Goats year. I don't think that was a good year for him. He was very injured around that time. That was like around the time when he ruptured his spleen.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I forgot about him.
Yeah. Yeah. How do you even rupture a spleen? Like, that has to hurt so much.
That does.
That man has no spleen now. He gave his spleen to the Rockies organization. And what does he have to show for
yeah,
it?
Yeah, right.
David Dahl, we're wishing you the best. Hey, the Phillies also signed Whit Merrifield. Merrifield. To a one-year contract. Some more old friends, the White Sox, scooped up another dude who used to be part of the Rockies. They agreed to terms with Kevin Pillar on a minor league contract, so he'll join infielder Mike Moustakas and his fellow outfielder Wynton Bernard, former Rockies club over here. Luke Voit, signed a minor league contract with the Mets. Pablo Sandoval. How old is Pablo Sandoval at this point? He came to terms with the Giants for a minor league contract. And the Red Sox signed Liam Hendricks on a 2-year deal. So happy to see him back in the game, just back in general, because, of course, cancer's scary for anyone. So happy to see he has recovered and he's getting back there out on the field. So great. So freaking great. And all right, what else do we have to talk about?
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with The Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Oh, you know what? I said I would address some comments from Monday's show because we had a bunch of people leave some thoughts after the live show ended. The headline, of course, of that show, how do the Rockies bounce back from that horrible, horrible season? Richard Rose in the comments said, wrong question. The question is, can they lose fewer than 100 games this year? With a lot of hard work, I think they can. My prediction, 98 losses and last place in the National League West. I mean, you got to look at the National League West, and it's hard to picture the Rockies being anywhere other than last place in this division this season, because it is looking tough out there. But there's always a chance we don't finish last. Let's find out.
You're saying there's a chance.
We're saying there's a chance. And then Girth Brooks 69. Wow, what a gross name. I hope Garth Brooks sues you.
That took me a minute. I was like, wait a minute. This doesn't sound right. Yeah, nope, it's not right.
All right, he said, brushing summer in the mid-80s with losses should keep everyone off the Monfort's back until next year when they can sell a couple more million-dollar 900-square-foot condos in McGregor Square. Yeah, I mean, do you think if I buy a condo, will that contribute to the Rockies' success?
Yes. Bye, Susie.
If I lived at McGregor Square, that would either be like very convenient and very lovely, or it would ruin my life and there's no in between.
Absolutely.
It would not be a lateral move. It would not be a neutral move. It would be like best thing ever or worst thing ever.
It could be both at the same time, though, also. Yeah. Such a party that is so fun, but will take down your life.
It would literally ruin me. Christ is King in the comments. As long as they have losers for owners, they will continue to suck. Everyone should ignore them, not go to games until they have owners committing to winning. I cannot stress this enough. Dick Monfort will never sell this team. He sees it as a generational asset for his children. So if you're waiting for him to sell, he ain't selling. Stop waiting. It's pointless. So if you want to watch the team that plays right here in the town that we live in, I think you should watch it. I think there's a lot of really good things that we can take from these seasons, even if they are not winning seasons. I think there's a lot of hope on the horizon, but if you are hoping for an owner that's about to sell, you're not going to find it here in Denver. I'm sorry.
That's inspirational. I needed that.
Was it inspirational?
Well, I only went to one game last year because I was busy with other stuff, but also I was I love having a beer. I love having a Coors at Coors.
Right.
But I don't want to go support this. And then I was like, what does it matter? Your $10 ticket is not altering what's going on.
Yeah, it's not really going to make that much of a difference in anyone's pocket one way or the other. I feel like that was stern, but it was fair. we have to be realistic here. If you want to be a realistic baseball fan, yes, the Rockies have not been good lately, and no, the ownership will not sell. You just got to pick a new freaking hill to die on, okay? If you never want to watch the Rockies again, then never watch the Rockies again. Anyway, all right. Let's start wrapping things up. I don't even know what events do we even have coming up at the bar? Do we have anything going on?
I literally went to look this up the other day and then I got distracted and didn't.
I know.
There is something.
I got distracted too. Do we have another American Raptors watch party on Friday?
We might.
At 12:30? Are you telling me we're going to have a whole rugby team in here again?
Oh, and we can FAC that early?
Yes! I'll already be in Scottsdale at that point.
Oh, yeah, you leave.
Well, I will fly out in the morning. I come back Saturday night. Super quick trip.
Well, we'll FAC and rugby it up in your
I
honor.
Know. You guys can FAC it up without me. But they'll also... there's a Nuggets watch party on Friday too, brought to you by Breck. There's going to be Breck specials and jersey and ticket giveaways. And there's a CSU watch party on Saturday. And that's going to be a collab with the CSU Alumni Association. They're going to have swag giveaways and drink specials. So if you are a Rammy, that sounds like a really good situation for you. But yeah, follow DNVR_sports on social media. We post all of our events that are coming up every single week, sometimes more. And go to thednvr.com/events to see the whole events calendar. That's what we have going on. Tomorrow we're going to hear from Jacob Stallings, one of our new catchers that we acquired as a free agent, and Elias Diaz, our MVP catcher. We love hearing from Elias Diaz. And we're going to hear from Steph Salazar because she is co-hosting. It's going to be a good show. It's going to be tomorrow because, again, I'm going to be too busy traveling and talking to the boys on Friday. So tomorrow, which is Thursday, 12:15, I hope you'll join us. Alyssa, where can we follow you on social media?
At Alyssa Marie 21 on Twitter.
Yes, 21 for Kyle Freeland. She's Kyle Freeland's biggest fan. She's a fan, but that's not why she picked it. But anyway, you can follow me at TheSusieHunter on all platforms and keep up with all of the latest Rockies news at DNVR_Rockies. We will keep y'all updated there. Again, Thursday, 12:15, we will be back. We'll be back on YouTube. And Alyssa, you know what I like to say about closing out a show?
Oh, no, I heard this and I forgot it already. I'm so used to the fuck it, we ball.
Fuck it! Guys, that's baseball. That's the show. Talk to you tomorrow at 12:15, right back here. We're all silly like the mayor.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.